The thong stays in place. You're just using the mouth hole.
Geek Juice Radio.
No one to hear you, baby, just me.
He lives with his mom and his whale penis.
I'm the juggernaut, bitch.
What you would imagine you would hear if you got raped while playing Tetris.
Visit our website at www.geekjuicemedia.com.
And welcome to the final part of Final Fantasy Advent Criticism.
Yeah, finally, final.
Final.
The final part of Final Fantasy.
And
it has been a long journey.
It has been. It's been epic. I am Alex Jowski. We've got Kevin here still with his J&B Scotch, right?
Yes.
And, you're going to need it.
Yeah, we're talking the bad ones now. Well, two of them are bad. One of them I haven't played and I've heard mixed things about.
We've got Ice and Skull Saber.
Hello, and I have my own unnamed party favors.
And we've got Tom Bad Guy from TomBadGuy.com.
Yes, and I wish I was Kevin Scotch right now. Drink me up, big guy. Drink me up.
Well, you did just finish saying that you just spent like an hour bent over, so.
And yeah, it was very uncomfortable.
Speaking of bent over, I don't know. I'm trying to make a sloppy transition here. But hey, AdamandEve.com.
Go to Adam. Like sloppy transitions.
Go to AdamandEve.com and use the promo code JUICE, J-U-I-C-E, and you will get 3 free DVDs, free shipping in the United States, a 50% off the first item, and a free mystery gift, all for using the promo code JUICE, J-U-I-C-E, at AdamandEve.com.
So what are the mystery gifts? Is this just anything that they have in their stock, or are they specific things?
It's a Kuja
cosplay outfit.
Oh, goody.
Adam and Eve have Kuja cosplay outfits? Let me head on over to that.
It's a Kuja doll.
Click!
It's a Kuja real doll.
You can't even tell if it's a man or a woman with a real doll.
The thong stays in place. You're just using the mouth hole.
I'm so confused while I kiss this Kuja real doll. I want to reach down, but fear keeps me away.
All right, so we move right into Final Fantasy X.
I took in all secondhand. I watched a really good friend of mine play it, and I played X2 for myself before I actually played 10.
Ugh. God. This was
at least 10-2's got kind of an interesting job system, even if it's kind of disguised as a game of dress up.
10-2.
Yeah.
You know what? We'll get to 10-2 because I liked it, but let's move on. Let's start with 10.
Well, when I first played 10, I actually played it over at a quasi-friend's house. This was during the homeless time of my life. And I'm, like, couch surfing at somebody's house, playing Final Fantasy X, and they're a big super fan of it. And I'm laughing at how bad the game is and how gay Waka is. I'm like, yeah, this Waka guy is gay. And my friend there is,
gay,
like...
He's definitely, like, insensitive and completely oblivious.
And my friend there's like, well, he's not that bad. He doesn't seem that gay. And right after he says that, it's punctuated with some dialogue from Waka that is everything short of, I want penises pumping into me every orifice of my body.
Was that the DLC? Because I didn't play that part.
Oh, no, the line was something, because he's a blitzball player, and he's like, hey, I want to see you with your balls.
Oh.
I'm like, yeah, Waka's gay.
Like I said, I don't know about gay, but definitely oblivious and insensitive.
Well, I thought Fantasy...
Hey, that ancient, your ancient civilization that just got blown up looks like fireworks.
Yeah, and it's got some of the worst voice acting ever. I don't know how the voice acting is in Japanese.
And it's John DiMaggio does Waka's voice. The guy who does Bender
yes.
is the voice of Waka.
Obviously, this is just insane. A paycheck for him.
You know, I always thought of Waka as, do you remember Chicken Boo? He wears disguise to look like human guys, but he's not a man, he's a chicken boo. And everybody would look at this giant chicken, he'd just be wearing a hat, and people would be convinced he's a human. And
what was that from? I do remember that.
Animaniacs.
Yeah, yeah, that's right. Okay.
And everybody, there would always be the one guy in the room who'd be like, that's not a guy, that's a giant chicken. And that was Waka to me. Somebody had just given him a couple clothes and a soccer ball or whatever, or blitz ball, and people were convinced that he was a human, but he was just a giant chicken.
Ha, 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 ha.
The Titus laugh.
Ha, 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 ha.
This is my story. No, it isn't. Shut up, Titus.
Oh, yes, the Titus laugh that comes, like, where Yuna is depressed because she's like, I have to go sacrifice myself and commit suicide to save everybody. I've got to go off and die. And she's sad about that, and he's like, oh, you should try laughing. Ha, 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 ha.
Yeah, I'm not sure who's more insensitive in the game, Titus or Waka. They're both pretty bad.
Did you know that Titus wasn't supposed to be a blitzball player? This is no joke. His original character design was he was supposed to be some, like, arrogant, I shit you not, arrogant plumber. That's what his original design was supposed to be.
That actually sounds much more interesting.
It's but, me, Titus.
But they changed it to where it's like, no, we'll just make him a sports star.
I'm not sure is worse, actually. I think I want to see the plumber version just to see
that seems more
where
like
that would have gone.
Titus is crap. This game is crap. It's crap.
The combat system is good. That's
the combat
yes, thing
yes,
I
the combat
like.
System is amazing. It is amazing.
It's strategic and interesting, and you can swap characters in and out on the fly. They wasted probably the best combat system they came up with in a decade on the worst, one of the worst games in the series.
Yep. Well,
yeah, I hated a lot of it though, and the story, I still don't even get the story. And then I'll bet.
Okay, Auron is cool.
Yeah, he is. I'm not gonna lie.
Auron is the runaway. He steals every scene he's in. He's the character you always want in your party. When he's not there, you wish he was back.
And Riku is Yuffie with Tara Strong's voice. Which was okay for me, but.
Well, I have no problem with any of the chicks in this game. I mean, I guess they were bearable because this game, every chick was just a special kind of hot.
Well, especially when you read like the porn hentai manga stuff of it. It gets really exciting.
Yes.
And everybody at home now is looking that up.
Oh, of course. Oh, they probably have already. And if they haven't, then I mean they have no life.
If they haven't, then they're stupid. Get on that, people.
Did anybody else in the game, like, you get to that point where you're at whatever Seymour's hometown is and you try and like Lulu asks you about if you like Yuna, and then I would always pick the option where it says, you're more my type of chick, Lulu. And she's like, oh, well, maybe good things will happen, maybe.
Oh, yeah.
And then she goes and bangs Waka.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
She bangs a giant
And you
chicken.
Know what? She
bangs
ended up lucky chicken, yeah. in that scenario because Yuna had to get Titus's horrible, pasty face. And when they're, like, making out in the water and you see Titus's big, dumb face staring at her.
And see, I never liked that scene. I never liked that scene because Yuna, it's like, Yuna's supposed to look like she's like in trance, like happy. She just looks like she's sad that she's doing it. Like in her mind, she's kissing Titus. She's like, this is the best I could do.
I wish I were dead.
She just looks so sad. And Titus
you
is
just described it as like a soulless prostitution scenario.
Yeah, she's just like well,
I
might
have
as well
to do
I'm
this.
Just die.
This pays bills.
And then I hated how like, in the end, it's like, oh, Titus, like they can't even kill Titus. It's Titus. No, you go back to Dreamland, Titus. He's not dead. He goes back to Dreamland.
And then if somehow you manage to 100% 10-2,
he comes back.
Pull him out of Dreamland.
Right.
Yeah.
If you accomplish that colossal feat, because it's hard.
Yeah.
Oh, my friend Nicole.
You can't miss like a single line of dialogue or anything.
Yeah, it's like in Final Fantasy X-2, you either choose Yevon or you choose the Rebellion, and like you have to choose Yevon to get 100%. Like it's crazy.
I've actually seen that ending. My friend Nicole pulled that off. I would never have the patience. I didn't have the patience to go down. I believe it was all 100 levels of that final dungeon. That wasn't even a dungeon you needed to go. But at the end, they had the king and queen, and they had like little. I think they had a mini boss like every 25 levels.
Yeah, Final Fantasy X-2 was a mistake. I'm not gonna lie. But
tell us how you really feel about it.
But No, the only thing I did like about that is I actually did like the jobs, and I liked how you could switch them during combat, and I liked all the skills and stuff you can learn with the jobs. It was, once again, a Final Fantasy X game that took something cool, but it was ruined on a shitty game.
I don't think it was that bad. Okay, the story was Scooby-Doo.
It was Spice Girls.
It was Pain has a penis and she's really a dude. That's what it was.
But
yeah,
the play system, like
one big dark
the
room.
Job system, they had it really reminded me of the parts of Tactics that I guess I liked and how
Tactics is one of my favorite games of all time.
Explain how 10-2 is like Tactics.
No, just in, I guess, the jobs. They had jobs that I fell in love with in Tactics, and I saw how there was things that were inspired by those jobs in that
game. Did you like arithmetician as much as I did?
I actually like orator and mediator. Those were my favorites.
The arithmetician is important if you're trying to break the game mechanics and Tactics, because you can use it to basically like mass revive or mass kill like everything on the map with your magic spells.
Yeah, because
I
remember.
I like Mediator and Orator because you would either recruit somebody to your side or shoot them in the face.
Because you had, like, cast life on multiples of three experience, that sort of stuff.
Hmm. Yeah,
I never understood that thing, but now I think I get it. Okay.
And it doesn't cost mana if you use that. So you can basically infinite heal or infinite raise or.
I'm going to tell you something I've read. This is from a magazine that where the article is posted online. There is not in game, but based on creation, behind the scenes type stuff. There is a link between Final Fantasy X and Final Fantasy VII.
What is it?
This is the link. The writer of both these games was Kazushige Nojima. And he says that whenever he makes games, he likes the idea of life and death kind of being two separate things among themselves. So the idea of the life stream in Final Fantasy VII on how the life orb is moving around its own thing is exactly the same thing as the pyres that fly around everywhere in Final Fantasy X, you know, like pretty much the signs of the dead. He says as he was writing them, he considered those pyres and the idea of death and the life stream from 7 and 10 to be the exact same thing.
I don't know if I buy that, because the life stream was used almost like a fuel source or a power source.
Right, and how it was fueled? You see the little cinema with Bugenhagen? The dead go back to the planet, and it fuels the life stream. Pretty much the pyres going back to the planet, which, I mean, what was the whole thing with the dead people? Like, they could force themselves to be alive, and, like, the dead had to be given to sin or whatever, and they still, like, he basically... He said that as he wrote it, he considered that all the death stuff in both games to be the exact same thing. That's just what I read. That's what the writer said.
No, that's fine. That's what the writer said.
You're not the one that wrote it. Don't shoot the messenger.
No. This is what this dude said. I mean, I'm the guy who didn't know that it was impossible for Cloud to smile. So, you know, the people who create this stuff sometimes have, like, a completely different perception than, like, what I have when I play the game, so...
That's one thing I get that I assume with the bad Final Fantasies is maybe it's a cultural thing that didn't translate too well.
Maybe it just sucked balls.
Maybe it just sucked. How about that?
Because the Japanese have a different perspective on the world and what they find important in story than we might... on average as Westerners.
There's
things they see as morals that we wouldn't even consider in the first place to even take seriously in our daily life. So I can totally get that things get lost in translation, and when we see them, it's just gobbledygook.
The voice acting was maybe different in the Japanese than the American.
I don't know. I couldn't play the game to ever find out. Oh, and of course, you have to talk about the annoying sphere grid leveling system, which is just the stupidest thing ever.
You mean the most broken leveling system in the history of Final Fantasy games, where you could just abuse the thing to hell and do, like, one hit, like, everything?
I will know everything. That's pretty much what the sphere grid is.
Yeah,
nobody's,
I don't like the
unique
sphere grid.
Yeah, it's just, I will know everything. That's it.
Well, if you grind it enough, it became your characters could everybody do everything. But if you played through and got to, like, the appropriate level you needed to get to, they were still pretty unique.
Well, there's just something wrong when Waka is casting Ultima. There's just something wrong with that. Like, that jerk should not be casting Ultima.
Somehow
ever,
he derps his way into Ultima.
Yeah, it's just like, what the fuck? A big chicken casts an Ultima. Yeah, it's awesome.
Well, Mog could cast Ultima in Final Fantasy VI, but then
everybody can cast it in Final Fantasy VI.
But he's not a chicken.
It's true. Mog was like my favorite character because he used spears and had water rondo.
And then, like, there is one cool thing I did like about 10 was the summon you can get that was the Magus Sisters, which were those bosses in Final Fantasy IV. I did think that was cool.
Oh, yeah.
And they did the Delta attack, which was the name of their attack from.
Yeah. And I hated Yojimbo because why the hell am I going to pay something to do something? It's so stupid. It's so stupid.
Yojimbo, it means mercenary, right?
Yeah, that's who Yojimbo was. I guess.
But don't you, it is a weird reference.
I'm not gonna lie, but
don't you pay him to join you? So why would I keep paying him to do stuff? I already paid him once. Like, it makes no sense. And I want to see a contract for Yojimbo. I want to see where I sign where I have to pay him money to do stuff.
Well,
have to pay him to get to join, you have to haggle over that payment. If you just say, okay, $1 million, you got, he's like, no, you guys.
Yeah.
Well, have you ever seen the movie Yojimbo?
Yes.
I mean, because that's what he did. He was hustling everybody. So essentially, he was hustling you.
He was hustling by saying, I'll give you $1 million.
Your party
I don't want that.
10 deserves to be hustled.
Yeah, they do.
Yeah, they do. They're gullible. Gets.
And then there's crappy Blitzball, which is another stupid.
Oh my god,
worst
that
part
is
of the game.
Teeth pulling torture.
But then I played a soccer game for the NES not too long ago that played exactly like Blitzball.
The one with like what I called Prince of Soccer because it looked like anime soccer.
And, wait, when did you play that?
Oh, it was
on
like
a stream.
It was an early episode of Game Riffs where you run around and you have the soccer ball and then it stops and it's like players 7, 3, and 5 have blocked you. What do you do? And you go through the menu and you're like, okay, and it would do stat calculations.
Oh, just like Blitzball, yeah.
Yeah,
that's pretty
just
much
like
what it
Blitzball.
Was.
It was
that's all horrible.
Do you guys want to know the broken way to win Blitzball, though?
How?
Yes, if I ever play it again, I want to know how to easily win those.
The easiest way is you recruit Riku's brother, and he's like the best Blitzball player in the entire game. Because like he just does everything. His stats are so high, and his attacks are so high. When you shoot, it just goes through everybody. The goalie never has a chance. Recruit Riku's brother at Blitzball, and you like win every single game.
He's like the LeBron James of Blitzball.
Yeah, he's super fast. He could break through everything. Whenever he's on defense, when he tackles, the opponent always drops the ball. Like he's like indestructible. And when you take that and you mix it with Titus and you build him up to Juckshot 2, I mean, it's impossible to lose.
Okay, for perspective on how much I don't care about Blitzball, I play Harry Potter Quidditch Cup on the regular for PC. And I still think Blitzball is just, that's like what they give people in Guantanamo Bay.
It's like, you can play Final Fantasy X. Crap. Only Blitzball.
You know, I played Tekken Super Bowl once on the NES, and I set simulate every single game for the whole season. And I had a click of a button, it just sat there counting numbers and then said, this team wins. I'm like, better than Blitzball.
Oh, and then remember Blitzball on Final Fantasy X 2, where you just don't even play it anymore?
Yeah.
Final Fantasy X, this game that's hyped up by so many people, but nobody realizes it sucks. I'm really glad that Spoonie did the Final Fantasy X thing on there. I'm glad he does all those Final Fantasy stuff, because then it's like, I feel complete, because before I knew who Spoonie was, I was always ranting about Final Fantasy 8 and 10 until I saw his stuff on it, and I was like, that's it. That's perfect. That's exactly what the entire world needs to hear is that.
Well, 10 was important. The reason people sort of pretend to like 10 is it had voice acting for the first time, and I wish it didn't. And it was like, 10 was weird because it's very linear for most of the game. We complain about 13's linearness, but 10 is just as bad until...
Yeah, no, it is. It can
most
be
most of the
linear
way through the game.
Yeah, and then also the pretty much the destruction of the overworld map was started in Final Fantasy X. No more overworld map, which made me very, very sad because I like the overworld maps in RPGs.
I thought that I figured that as a staple, and that's what makes a good RPG is you got a map, and then you go from town to town.
Well, the other thing that pissed me off is, like, you're right, Kevin, it is pretty linear, and then you get to the Calm Lands, and it's just this huge open area, and I'm sitting here, when I get to the Calm Lands, I'm like, why isn't the whole game like this? Why isn't the overworld just one gigantic thing where you have to wander on your own? I guess, I don't know if that's too much processing power or something. Sorry, my orange cat is rubbing against my mic.
All I heard was a pussy is rubbing against Tom. That's all I hear.
Yeah.
And the problem is...
No, but with 10, though, if I have to dodge one more lightning bolt...
I never did that. I refused.
Yeah, but if you wanted Lulu's weapon, you had to dodge a million of them.
200
lightning bolts in a row without getting hit.
In a row, yeah. You couldn't mess up once.
So you can get, like, wasn't it, you got Lulu's, like, onion knight?
Lulu's ultimate weapon.
Or ultimate, yeah, the onion knight, yeah. Which is pretty cool. And then you have to do that stupid chocobo race to get Titus's, and then you just get damage break. Oh, did you remember the guy who creates the monsters? Those hard, really, really super hard monsters?
I
kind of thought that was cool just because it's like, oh, I just want to fight super hard crap. Like, I won't fight in the actual game. I kind of like that. I won't lie. I kind of like
arena mode, basically.
Yeah. Oh, Final Fantasy X is garbage.
Yep.
Yeah, it is. I can't think of anything else that's maybe redeemable.
You can talk
about
Seymour if you want to talk about 10 some more. Cause
I hated that villain.
Maybe
too.
The most annoying villain in the history of villains.
Yuna, please come with me.
He's like this gay undead man.
Yes, he wants to bang Yuna. It's really weird.
Yeah, and he. The first time you fight him, for real. Was just like huge difficulty curve jump.
Yeah, it's like suddenly instantly hard fight that you probably lose your first
It's like that when I fought his third form when you're on the snowy mountain or whatever.
Yeah, that's
like
the form.
All of a sudden it's just like, okay, now this game's hard. All of a sudden this game's hard.
And
right
it
now.
Stayed consistently hard. It wasn't that battle because Unaleska that you fight at the end of the game is oh my god, that
unless
that
you fight. Break it by abusing the sphere grid and have your Auron that does 50,000 a shot, then nothing's hard.
Because after I Seymour fight was the only hard one, because then when you start unlocking everything, I mean, I'm doing attacks at Tidus, it's just five nines, it's like, okay. And then, another thing to mention is the little spheres that were everywhere that you click to save, and they recovered your HP and MP. There was no more inns anymore. This is also kind of like the death of towns in general, because there's towns in this game, and you can only go in, like, one house in each town, and everybody's just standing outside. Like, the exploration just is gone. It's completely friggin' gone.
It was. I mean, it was just follow the path to the town, and maybe there'd be little... you know, paths off that would go a little bit and okay.
Wasn't there a terrible card game in this one too?
I don't think so. It was Blitzball in this one. Kevin, Blitzball is the worst card game ever.
I'm trying to think if X2 had maybe a crappy card game. Can't remember.
No, that was just a crappy game.
Yeah, it had.
what was the big machine thing called? Vegnagun or whatever? Vagnagun.
I thought Vangagun is in like Venga Boys.
Features numerous mini games. Let's see.
These games are terrible. I don't want to talk about it anymore.
You know, I kind of liked the mini games. There was that one side scrolling one where you just go around shooting stuff, and it's just like a classic kind of side scrolling shooter.
There's a shooter in Final Fantasy X?
X-2.
Oh, I don't remember that.
So,
what was the thing in X-2? Where you got everything on the sphere grid, so then you turned it into the super
demon
class.
It was a big mech suit. You all had to have the
Do you all like fuse
together?
Like
right arm, left arm, and then the middle.
Yeah, that was creepy as
That was awesome.
It was creepy.
I really liked the job system, costume system in that. And I even remember on the day I went and bought it used for $12.
I think I got that game new.
I bought it used for $12, and the cute little chick at the store is like, oh, why do you want to buy Pretty Princess dress up? Like, oh.
Okay, so I guess 10-2 has that sphere break sort of.
Oh, yeah.
10-2 just has, or 10 just has Blitzball. I don't know why I keep thinking 10 has.
I remember sphere break. I just remember whenever I played against the Shinra kid, it was like impossible. It was like absolutely impossible to freaking beat him. And you had to beat him to get one of the dress spheres. I don't remember which one, though. And, oh, it just quick side note, Final Fantasy X-2, easiest way to beat the game, 3 Dark Knights, you're done. You just beat everything.
So, you didn't find the system fun at all? Like,
No. I like the job stuff. No, I did like that. I said that earlier. It was the ability to switch jobs.
Oh, that's right.
And all the skills that the jobs had. No, I like that. But I'm just saying, like, an easy way to get through everything was you just make everybody... 3 Dark Knights. Like, whenever I had to beat, like, that optional boss in the desert or whatever, I just had 3 Dark Knights, and I used that power where you lose some HP and you just do massive amounts of damage. Like, that's just all I did. Like, was
there
whenever
was a
I
ton
needed,
of optional things in this game. I mean, obviously, you know, the fanboys and girls did everything they could because they wanted that, you know, fantasy Titus ending.
I just wanted Payne to finally reveal that she had a massive 12-foot cock and that everybody was just in love with her and they fucked each other. That's what I wanted the ending to be.
Why would you want Titus back?
I don't know why anyone would want that. I was hoping that you would get to the game and she would have Yuna would have the epiphany. Oh my god, what was I doing these last two games? Why was I worrying about that? I'm my own person.
This was at the time where you only played Final Fantasy because it's, like, by obligation. Like, that's what it started to become. You're like, it's a Final Fantasy game. I guess I have to play it just because I'm supposedly like Final Fantasy. Like, that's what started this, where then Final Fantasy games started pouring out and you just sighed and you're like, well, I'll play it because it's called Final Fantasy, I guess.
Well, it's not just that. It's you knew that the system was probably going to be fun, even if the story sucked. It was still going to be fun to play, and you were still going to lose yourself in items and options. And
yep, that is until Final Fantasy XII came out.
Didn't play Final Fantasy XII fully. I do have a copy. I just haven't gotten to yet. I watched a friend play it for a long time. There's a lot that I liked about that game. It was different. Everything was in, like, real time and constantly going on, but... I think they were doing that because they were trying to experiment with what they could do with online gameplay and multiple people on the screen. But I kind of liked how it worked out with hunting. Like, I like the idea of if you come back to this place and you go around, you'll find this certain animal at this certain time, and you can hunt, you know, kill that and then bring back a tag or an item and then go trade that for something. There was a lot of that going on.
Let me tell you something about Final Fantasy XII. I didn't mind the system. Now, it was pretty much turn-based without menu fighting. It was pretty... You still had the stupid bar you had to wait on. That didn't bother me. That didn't bother me a lot. what bothered me was I felt Final Fantasy XII, the only reason it was made was to get Final Fantasy players used to playing Final Fantasy Online so they'd buy Final Fantasy XI and be used to playing like that. I think that's, like, the only reason that game was made. Because the story is so terrible, and the main character is nothing. It's completely pointless. I have no idea why I played that game.
Although that game has the biggest connection to Final Fantasy Tactics.
Yeah, I know.
Yes, it's all set in Avalis.
Evolus, yeah.
Evolus, or however you want
even,
to pronounce
you
it.
You even collect characters as Final Fantasy Tactics pixels.
Yes. Oh, and a funny side note, this other Squaresoft game, Vagrant Story, set in the same universe, by the way. Evolus.
Really?
Yep.
I've had an ISO of Vagrant Story I've been wanting to touch, and I've never even thought about it. That's cool. Duly noted. Thank you.
Vagrant Story, Final Fantasy XII, and Tactics, all in the same place. And... Okay, first of all, I'm kind of bitter about Final Fantasy XII because...
And Balthazar from XII shows up in Final Fantasy Tactics, the
PSP
the remake. The PSP and the my iPad one is the same version of that.
When I played Final Fantasy XII, I really didn't like it because you go through a town... Like it didn't seem balanced, right? You go through a town, then you go through this unbelievably super gigantic, just... never-ending dungeon, then you get like 3 minutes of dialogue so you can go right into another super huge gigantic never-ending dungeon. Like, it was never balanced for me. And then when the story sucks, like when you get to the dialogue part, like you're not even excited. And then when I was like so sick of, because you can't get money in that game, it's like impossible. You have to grind for items and then you have to sell the items. You never have enough money to get everything. And then when I was just ready to just end the game, I would just go to the last airship you're supposed to go to and just be like, all right, I'm just going to beat this game and get it over with. My game froze, every single time I tried to get there, so I couldn't even friggin' beat it. I went through all that hell, and I couldn't even beat the game, so I sold it for 3 packs of cigarettes.
Oh, my God. So what if it obviously had to just be that copy. Other people have beaten that game.
I didn't like the game. I wasn't going to get another one. But I'm just saying, for me, it froze. It did an old PlayStation 1 Legend of Dragoon glitch style. The screen went black. You could still hear the music, but the video would not show. That happened to me on, numerous PlayStation 1 games. And the only PS2 game that ever happened to me on was on Final Fantasy 12 when I was going to beat it.
Let me say this real quick. The only PS1 glitch I ever had happen to me was the best glitch ever. It was for Gran Turismo 1. And all of a sudden, I got, I don't know how this happened. I didn't put in a code or nothing, but I had the best garage ever. I had nothing. And then I went and accidentally opened the lid, put it back, did something. I don't even know. And all of a sudden, I have two of every car. That was just, it was so awesome. I have no idea how that happened. It would never happen again in a million years.
Oh, and licenses in Final Fantasy XII, stupid as hell. Dumbest idea ever.
I didn't play much of XII. I couldn't get into it. I'm like, this is too much crap. I've got to buy these licenses, but it's not giving me any money to.
Yeah. Hey, I have this leather hat. Wait, I have to buy a license to wear a leather hat. It's like, imagine that today. Oh, I'm going to buy this pair of Jordans, but I can't afford the license to wear them. What the heck? It's just so stupid.
I've always wanted to play 12 because I like the world that it's set in. But I don't know.
Yeah, well, that's the weird thing because, they take something in Final Fantasy 12, they take something from Final Fantasy Tactics Advance, which is those judges that are there during all the battles.
I hate the goddamn judges. I went to go play Final Fantasy Tactics Advance for the first time thinking, I love Tactics. I'm going to love this. Oh my God, no.
Is it bad
that... First battle, they're like, oh, you did something illegal. He goes to jail. What?
Yeah, it's stupid. And is it bad that I beat Tactics Advance before I finally actually beat Tactics? And no. And then, so they use the judges in 12, which I didn't like either. And the license stuff. And the strongest weapon you can get in the game was that stupid spear. And in order to get that spear, you had to get 4 of the same item or something from these random treasure chests that were spread out across the world. Now, here's why it's irritating. You go up to get the first one. It's in one of 4 chests. If you choose the wrong chest and do not get the item, you can never, ever again try to get the item. So the strongest weapon in the game, you can't get. You have to blatantly guessed correctly where all these random chests are at, that you guessed correctly for the right item so you can get the final best weapon. It was so stupid. And the best weapon is some spear. And I never use spears in that game. And then there's that stupid part where you go to the temple to fight the bird, but if you don't have the item that makes him land, you have to fight him when you're flying. And then when you don't know that, try fighting the stupid bird in this temple that flies without having any crossbows or having any bows and arrows, and you have to use fire 1. I sat there, cast fire 1, saw it did 63 damage, and said, this is going to take a while. But you know what? I sat there and I grunged through it and I beat it, doing 60 damage in attack. I hate this game. This game sucks. I hate it. This is during the period because, when I played Tactics for the first time when I was younger, I couldn't beat it. I didn't understand it.
I spent a lot of time with it. Yeah. I just never beat it.
And I couldn't beat it. And, I would sit there and go through it. I'd be at, level 50 getting killed by Chocobos going, what is going on? What am I doing wrong? Then I played Vagrant Story. Found out it was in the same universe. I couldn't get past the fucking first castle in Vagrant Story. Then I played Final Fantasy XII. And it's so annoying. I said, why does the land of Avalis hate me so much that whenever I play a game that's based in that world, I just can't do anything? It's why does it hate me? In 12,
you were getting killed by Chocobos at level 50 because the random battles scale with you, but the story battles don't.
I knew that, but when I went back and played Tactics and I actually started doing more stuff with different classes and everything, it was like a breeze. I could be at level 50 and just kill Chocobos, but at that time...
Or you can just head pound your way through it till you get Orlando and just...
I didn't even get that far, I don't think. I would just get annihilated, and I'm like, I don't get it. But, and then I finally got it as I grew older. But it was just for the longest time, Avalis games were just kicking my butt. Just forever. And then, 12. It's the other thing about 12 is it is very MMO-like because it's impossible. Excuse me, sorry. It's impossible to level up in that game. It takes forever. I think at the end of the game when I wanted to beat it, I was at like level 46. It took forever to level up in that damn game.
I'll be generous and say after 9, they're not really worth playing anymore anyway, so...
I think our discussion about 9 makes you want to go back and play it.
Yeah, I kind of actually... you guys talk about 9, I think I want to go back and...
Yeah, so, Final Fantasy... they could just call it Final Fantasy Online. Like, I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, and then the new one, which is 14, could have been Final Fantasy Online 2, and no one would have cared.
And
yeah,
14 exactly. Flopped so bad that they pulled it, so there's
never... Yeah, they pulled it and re-released it. It's amazing.
Well, I don't think they've re-released it yet, and I think I've seen the trailers for it. Of course, Square Enix fashion, it's all cutscene and no gameplay. Before we move on to the next Final Fantasy game, I just want to say this. Square Enix, there's something that's just gone totally wrong, and there's something, like, they have a screw loose, but they're veering off in, like, a totally different direction than what they were pretty much started from back in the day, because they made so many good... SNES RPGs and stuff like that, and like a lot of the greatest RPGs were games that they made, you know, like on the Super Nintendo and stuff.
With the Final Fantasy series, at least I still think the Dragon Quest series is okay. Like I played 7, I think, on the PS2, and it was pretty fun.
No, Dragon Quest is good. Chrono Trigger with Squaresoft, Secret of Mana, like just
I was just saying Dragon Quest 7 came out after Final Fantasy 10 did. It was still after the Square Enix merger. And it was still a pretty good game. So it's not just the company. It's whoever's doing Final Fantasy within the company has lost their stuff.
7 was on the PS1. Do you mean 8?
Was it 8? 8. 8's what I'm thinking of.
That's the cel-shaded one, right?
Yeah. I like that one.
I had a hard time getting through it, but the music in that game is amazing.
It was pretty, and it was fun. I thought the gameplay was pretty fun.
Well, with everything else with Square Enix, what did they bring back? They made another Valkyrie profile game or something like that. Their Star Ocean games that suck complete balls and they're terrible and it's not even Star Ocean. It's just, but this is the recent stuff that's going on with Square Enix. I think recently because of horrible, terrible sales, because they had bad sales and their involvement with Tomb Raider and the latest Hitman game, that they fire their head director and they're like going through and just canning people and they're restaffing and they're revamping up. Like they're just going through their whole company and just firing and then hiring new people.
Meanwhile, like, we'll get to in a minute, we're about to get a third Final Fantasy 13 game, which nobody asked for.
Really? Are you serious?
Yeah, it's called Lightning Returns. It's the last part of the Final Fantasy 13 saga. It's a three-parter.
Because Returns from what? She was in the last two.
Because we all just need more Final Fantasy 13, right? Like,
and I guess the world's ending in 13 days is a Final Fantasy 13-3. We can talk more about that in a second.
Because
we are at Final Fantasy 13.
Yes, we are.
I don't know anything about Final Fantasy 13.
You're lucky.
Lucky.
You're awesome.
That's about that time when I started giving up on consoles, and I pretty much just stuck with my PC.
Go watch Spoonie's 4-part review, and although going through the... gameplay and the story, he stops about halfway through the game. He rage quits in the middle of his review, but him doing that, he still covers everything there is to cover about what's good and what's bad about that game. Well, I don't really know what's good, but he covers everything that's bad and why it's bad. He does a great job with that review.
I got Final Fantasy. I bought Final Fantasy 13 have obligation for Final Fantasy, because this is the point where I'm at, where it's just like, let's see if they did it right this time, you know, because you never know.
You could always read a review, but no, we got to play it, because we're Final Fantasy fans.
No, and here's the thing is, Final Fantasy's at that point now where you do want to buy the next game, because it's like, what if this is the game that turns it all around? Like, you want to be surprised. You want to be impressed. You want to start liking it again. So I got it. And I made a video about it on my website. There's a classic joke with this game. It's pretty much 60 game hours of walking straight down a hallway, which is pretty much what it is. It's super, super linear. About 3/4 of the game is there's a tutorial like every chapter, like just straight tutorial mode throughout 3/4 of the game, which is absolutely ridiculous. Yeah,
there's tutorials all the way up and even in disc 4.
Yeah, multiple discs on Xbox 360. I mean, come the F on. I mean, I hate it. I thought that was so stupid. I got the Xbox 360 version. I'm like, why are there more than one disc?
Because like, it was like, designed to be a Blu-ray game for PS3, which is a much larger media format.
And it's got all the, it's got
about five times as much storage space as a DVD.
Yeah. It's got so many cutscenes, which in
the first, I booted it because you know where Tom's copy of the game ended up?
I plopped
it in because I felt like giving it a shot.
Mm-hmm.
I spent the first 15 minutes sitting there staring at the screen wondering what the hell was going on while this random cutscene of a story that makes no sense starts blasting and then throws me in the middle of the game like I have no idea what just happened.
And that's the thing is throughout the whole game, you don't have like any idea what's going on. And in order to get backstory, you have to read like this little log that's in
the in-game wiki.
Yeah, the in-game wiki you have to read in order to at least attempt to understand stuff. And they don't even explain everything. All right, 13. Characters, terrible. I hate every single character in that game. I don't
Lightning
care.
Is okay. Snow has moments of okay. Everybody else sucks. No, Zaz is all right.
I can't stand Lightning. I can't stand any of the characters. Like I don't like any of them. I don't even like any of the like bad guys. Like I just don't like anything about that game. It was just like it's basically that game where I picked up a Final Fantasy game and I looked at it. I said, this has ceased to be Final Fantasy now. This is just something totally, totally different. And the big thing about Final Fantasy 13 that pisses me off is there's so much story. There's so many cutscenes. It's so linear. The battle system has an auto battle. It pretty much takes the player out of the game, which is probably the most important part of playing a game. I don't want to play a game where it's like, I pretty much just have to watch this and hold down the X button and hold up on my D-stick. Like, that's pretty much what the game is. And that's bad. That's terrible.
Do you think that they should maybe consider giving out the franchise to other... Like, maybe...
No, because then EA will buy it, and I'll never, ever, ever talk about Final Fantasy again.
No, I mean, maybe if they handpicked a little studio, some little independent studio, to maybe reboot the franchise, do something different with it, try to take a different perspective on where Final Fantasy could go.
I don't know. I just, like, since they're...
That's what I'm asking. Do you think there's a way to repair the Final Fantasy train going off the
track? Yeah. It's big. The people who made the good ones, like the director and the writer and all those, it's to basically throw so much money at them that they can't say no to make a new one. That's pretty much it. That's pretty much what they have to do. Because
no, but is there? But are they even relevant to make a new game? Because a lot of those teams were in, you know, a lot of the earlier games, and the technology's changed, and qualifications have changed. So.
Here's the thing. It's hard to get a read if Square Enix even cares about Final Fantasy anymore, because you can make an argument that they don't and that they just make it just to make it, as if it's like another Madden game that comes out every year. And like, they just make it because, you know, it's the Final Fantasy name. But for the fact that they have to make 18,000 Final Fantasy 13 games, does it make me think that they don't care about it? It's like they're just trying to salvage the crap. It's like they make crap. But in their minds and in their public image, they're going to try to make it look like, no, this is obviously the greatest game ever made and it needs two sequels. It's like they're trying to scrap together and trying to make it seem important. Like, I can't tell if they care anymore. It's just really, really hard. And 13, this is what did it for me in this game. I was able to make it, I think, more than halfway through the game. I got to the one chapter where it's the big open world or whatever. And I get to it. There's the part where you're trying to upgrade your equipment and you basically use items to build experience in them. But there's certain ways to get special items to make different types of equipment. But in order to do that, you have to build an item and then you have to take the item apart. And then all of a sudden you get this new item. For example, let's say I have a pillow and a boot and a can of soup. And by putting those together, it makes a mithril sword. And then when I dismantle it, I all of a sudden get, like, a paladin ring. Like, that's what this game is like. You build an item, and when you dismantle it, you get an item that had nothing to do with its original creation. But you need that item so you can put it together with other items to make better items. When I sat there and looked at it, I said, well, I'm not f***ing doing that. So I'm just going to use the same boring-ass weapons. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just done. I just can't do this anymore. I was like, this is just so much useless crap.
How many hours of gameplay is it in total compared to older games?
It's about, I'd say 60, because the cutscenes are so long, the dialogue's so long. It's probably about 60.
If you took out the cutscenes, what is the gameplay?
I would say that as much as the player does, I'm going to take out all the side stuff, going through it straight. It's probably about, I'd say about a 15-hour game if you take out all that other stuff.
That's despicable.
Yeah, the whole game is 60 hours of holding up on the D-stick. That's the game. Like, that's pretty much the game. And you just don't care. Like, that's this one thing. You don't care about what happens to characters in the game. Nobody builds up any character development in these games anymore. They basically put characters there, they show you bad stuff that happens to them, and they expect you to care. But when you don't know anything about them, when you're not used to them, there's no development of the character, you just don't give a shit. You just don't care. Like, okay, this kid's mom dies. I don't know who this kid is or why he's important, so I really don't care that his mom died.
I kind of liked Hope.
The worst character in Final Fantasy
shut
history.
The fuck get off the podcast.
I don't know. I saw a lot of myself in Hope.
No, the only positive about him was he was actually a pretty good medic, but that doesn't mean he's a good, like, character as in, like, personality or anything, but he was a good medic. But aside
and
from,
out of all of the RPG games that have ever been, I think this is the only one where your weakest character that was a healer was a guy. Or rather, a boy. Rather, effeminate boy, but still male.
A whiny, hateful, stupid child that made me want to find some way to throw him off of the floating space station, whatever that thing was that you're on, down to the girl, and just have him die a horrible, painful death.
Hey, yeah. At least it broke the trope of, oh, girl character, wimpy healer.
Final Fantasy XIII, the only thing that's worse in that game are the people that say it's, like, a great game. I have, like, no faith in humanity anymore. Like,
when that
game
came out, so many companies were on its jock. This is amazing. It's practically playing the game for you. Why? What's the point?
So many reviewing places rated it so highly, and it's just so bad. But then people would just be like, I think Final Fantasy XIII is a great game. It's like, really? Because nobody understands the story. Nobody can explain the story, and none of it makes sense, and none of it's fun. One thing that's missing is there's no fun.
It has a Metacritic score of 83.
And that's higher than EVOland.
Game Trailers gave it an 86.
Game Trailers is stupid. Game Informer was probably like, we gave it a fucking 12 out of 10. It was so good, because Game Informer is that lame.
Game Trailers said, Final Fantasy XIII embraces a feeling of immediacy that ultimately serves it well. What?
God. They must have been playing
it drunk. Actually, the Penny Arcade guys liked Final Fantasy XIII, which was shocking, because they're usually pretty critical, but apparently they liked it. I don't know. I couldn't get into it.
When they sent out the press kit for Final Fantasy XIII, it just had a shit ton of cocaine, and everybody just did a bunch of coke and played it. Like, oh, this game's friggin' great.
Yeah, they didn't bother to actually play the game before. They're just like, this is a lot of coke. It's like, maybe we should do the coke first.
And I never played Final Fantasy XIII 2, nor do I care to talk about it. Final Fantasy is pretty much dead to me right now, and they should just stop making them.
When I stopped listening to critics is way back in the 90s when everybody was talking about how Castlevania Symphony of the Night was completely uninspired and would just sink into obscurity. And how wrong were they?
Yep. Although Game Informer on Final Fantasy XIII says, a phenomenal RPG destined to be remembered as a technical milestone for the series.
First of all,
it's not an RPG.
Technically, ass.
I can hear the penis in the back of the throat.
Being sucked, yeah.
Oh, man, I think they are sucking so much asshole that they can taste intestine.
It's. I don't understand, like, where they need to do something. Like, I don't know what they're going to do. And to be completely honest, I hate the idea that, like, I fear a Final Fantasy, like, 15 being released. Because it's like, really, we're at 15 now?
I hope 15 comes out and it's, like, the greatest game ever. I hope they revitalize themselves.
Oh, of course. I think I hope that for every, like,
Xbox One exclusive, probably.
Yep, Boys Online.
Day one DLC, instant, like, activation charges, and you have to, like, let the new Kinect, like, violate you before it lets
you
play.
And then they're going to
play it all with voice commands using.
And they're going to take Iason's idea and they're going to give it to EA in order to use other characters. You have to pay $1.99 and there will be no used copy of the game unless you want to pay $40 for the online pass.
It'll actually be Final Fantasy VII 2.
Each character is going
to
be
tell Cloud to be emo.
Each character is going to be like $10. To cast a spell is going to be like 99 cents.
Yeah.
Basic attacks are free. You have to pay to upgrade your weapons, of course. But
and it's
gonna cast a spell. Oh, that's 99 cents.
And then you realize you're playing a Facebook game.
Yep. You can grind through and earn enough in-game currency to cast one fire spell. Better save it for a good boss.
So, Final Fantasy altogether, we've come to pretty much the end. What can we all say just about the series in general after reviewing pretty much the main numbered staples with it?
I still like the series. I still play the old ones all the time. Everything up to... And, yeah, I played 13 again recently. Well, not all the way through.
Well, you obviously have mental problems, right?
I got up to more of Hope emoing out and going, eh, or the whole Zsa's suicide thing. I was like, F this.
I just don't think it'll ever be what it used to be. I think Final Fantasy is trying to cater to a new generation. And because a majority of people on this earth are idiots, they get sucked right into it and it caters to them. And I just think they're going in a direction that will never, ever change. I will hold on to the ones in the classics dearly to my heart, but I don't think I'll ever feel the same about it ever again.
I'll agree.
Yeah. Unfortunately, I mean, given the direction they just continually go in, which is this weird pop direction. It's like almost they're trying to make Final Fantasy more and more MTV over the years.
It's they're trying to make it more visual and less gameplay. I think it's they're trying to make it more cinematic and they just like don't want anything to do with the player. They just want to stun you with flashy graphics, and then they just want you to be like, because this looks great, you're gonna think it's awesome. So then they just put garbage as dialogue, and then a lot of people just suck right into it and think it looks pretty, so it has to be good.
Oh, I think there's some legal guy in there going,
no, I think the same problem, bad dialogue, all cutscenes.
And I'm still such a Final Fantasy super fan. I mean, I grew up on these games, I've played them all the time, that as cynical as I feel about it right now, I'll still buy Final Fantasy 15.
Discussion over.
How many times have I heard somebody say that statement?
Hopefully every day of your life.
So, Final Fantasy, I wish they would let just die.
Yeah.
Just die.
Honestly,
I want 13-3 to be the last Final Fantasy game ever released. That would be nice, because then I can actually like just sit here and reminisce on the games I actually enjoyed, be a little bit sad that the series went downhill, but at least that it's over. The pain is over.
I would say let it die, but come back in like 10 years and start from scratch.
Come back in like 100 years and make like Final Fantasy 1 that people would be like, what's this?
Like I play
Final Fantasy 2112.
I play Skyrim and go... I play Skyrim and go, this is the Final Fantasy I wanted.
I don't, not, because I like
the
different...
We could do a whole episode on why I don't like the Elder Scrolls games that much, but...
Really? You don't like the Elders? I figured that would have been... you're a fantasy guy. I figured that would have been up your alley.
I say we call it a night, and we've ended our Final Fantasy Advent criticism, at least the podcast portion. I'll still be streaming the games all summer long.
And you can find content on geekjuicemio.com and tombadguy.com this summer on all lots of more stuff related to Final Fantasy.
Yes.
It's been fun. I want to thank you guys for having me on.
Thank you for being with us, Tom.
Brings back some good memories, like when I played Final Fantasy 1.
Yeah, thanks for having
me. Radio show memories, like that time we did that draft episode.
Anyway, catch us next week as we get back onto movies with a Michael Bay retrospective.
So, well, I'm glad I'm leaving.
Until then, I'm Alex Jowski. Kevin?
I'm somewhere. Adult.geekjuicemedia.com. All the porn.
Yeah. Oh, yes.
Iason?
I'm Iason Skullsaber. Free and legit games. Geekjuicemedia.com.
And Tom.
Tom Bad Guy. TomBadGuy.com. Check out my podcast, Tales of Relevant Thought, which you can listen to every Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern on VTWProductions.com.
All right, everybody. Good night.